Good evening, everybody. If you've just tuned in, this is the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area. You've just been listening to an amazing song. It's my dedication for this week's show, Unstoppable by Tia. Now, for me, that's a very personal song, as if you listen to the words, as a woman, we're celebrating International Women's Day on the HIV Hour this evening, and that particular song really says a lot to me as being a woman, and as we are unstoppable as women in everything we do, whether that's raising children, fighting for what we deserve and what we want, and also living with HIV. So that really sort of ticks a massive box, especially when we've got a show dedicated to women, and we have some amazing women in the studio today. We've got the wonderful Candy, and we've got the amazing Abigail. I'm going to introduce both of them individually, just so they can maybe have a few minutes to talk about who they are, what they are, and what they're doing, and it's going to be really exciting. Candy, have I done enough introduction for you? So, Candy, thank you for coming on the HIV Hour. This
You're
is
welcome.
a special show.
Special show.
We're celebrating all women in the UK, around the world, because we need celebrating, don't we, Candy?
Yeah, we do. We do. It's about
So
time.
just introduce yourself a bit. I
So
mean,
my name is Candy. I've been HIV positive for 31 years. I'm very involved with the Sussex Beacon,
wonderful.
and I've done various things as a woman with HIV status.
I remember, and I'm going to take you back, and I know it's many years ago. I mean, I have to pinch myself. We have done some wonderful things together, haven't we,
Yeah,
Candy?
we have.
We have.
So I was part of Positive Voices run by THT, and we used to go into corporate places and schools and universities and talk about our story. And
Make a difference, and we I mean, we've been the Positive Voices Project. We celebrated 20 years last year.
Oh,
20
really?
years it's been
20
going.
years.
Can you imagine? 20
Wow,
years,
that's
exactly.
amazing.
And we're still going. It started off as a really grassroots project over 20 years ago, and how it and you were part of that. You were part of the beginning, can I just say? So we Terence Higgins Trust already want to say thank you anyway. So you've done some amazing work, and I remember hearing your story and looking at the young people that were listening. So yeah, no, thank you for that introduction. I know we're going to maybe go back to you later on, but I want to bring you to your attention to another amazing lady, Abigail. Abigail.
Hello, everyone.
Tell us, Abigail, a bit about yourself on this International Women's Day special.
Hi, I'm Abigail. I've been living with HIV for 25 years now. Still beautiful, still thriving. And yes, I did work with you, Sue and Candy, many, many years ago when you
Know.
did the positive speaker for
Was.
THT. Yes. At the moment, I'm not working. I've got botched eye surgery. And because of that, I had to resign from the job I love because I couldn't work properly with computers. So here I am.
And thank you. Absolutely, both of you. I want to ask both of you a question. Why do you think, well, there's a couple of questions within the question. Why do you think we need, and why do you think we celebrate International Women's Day? And why do you think it's so important to recognize women?
I think it's fantastic and we should do it because so many women throughout the world suffering and having problems, and it's nice to show a bit of support and give it a bit of importance. and how important we are in society, especially living with HIV.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's very important.
And if you think about it, Candy, there are more, you probably already know, there are more women living with HIV than men. 52% of all people, which is over 40 million people globally, living with HIV. And, you know, for many years, we've struggled, and we've got the stats to prove that. We've struggled in a way that, you know, many, many years ago, you know, we were not included in drug trials. We weren't recognised. You know, there was, you know, what was menopause? We'll just get on with it. What was living, you know, bearing children, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now things have changed. What would you say to that, Abigail? Do you think there's been a change over the years about women in living with HIV?
I think, firstly, let me answer your first question. It's really important to celebrate women in the world because up to now, we still got women and female children who are still being treated as second-class citizens.
Yeah.
So having a platform like this and celebrating Women's Day, it means every woman matters, even if they're children. And more so if you're a woman living with HIV, as you said, normally we are not in statistics, we're not researched enough. But yes, things have changed because I believe we are the first group of women to live this longest with HIV. So it makes us being the most researched women. Everything, we are the most researched women, good or bad. Being a good thing or a negative thing, we are the most researched women because we are setting the path. We are the trailblazers for those following because of the research we're doing, being involved in research, talking about HIV as we're doing three different women from different backgrounds. It really is groundbreaking and I think we need to celebrate it.
And I've just been trying to do my sums. I wasn't great at a school with sums, but I've just been doing a quick calculation. There's nearly 80 years of experience on in the studio tonight.
Oh, wow.
You know, about you know,
that
if you
makes
add
me
all,
feel old.
I'm 20 years. You're 30. Was it 30, 40, 56? Just under 80. 75 years of experience of women living with HIV.
Yes.
So it's quite a lot. It's quite a lot. So, Candy, so tell us about some of the things you do at the Sussex Beacon. And first of all, just reiterate to our listeners, what is the Sussex Beacon?
So the Sussex Beacon is a beacon for people living with HIV. And you get a lot of support. And they have activities. They have the day service where a group of us meet for a social. They have the exercise class, fitness club, twice a week, which I attend. They've got mindfulness, which I attend. The women's group, which I attend. And that's it. So I'm involved. I'm also involved in the garden.
Oh, I've seen the garden. Do they still grow all those gorgeous vegetables and things there?
We are doing it. We are doing
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we planted some onions and herbs and we're waiting for it to come, the seedlings.
Right,
so
okay.
That we can put them in the ground. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah.
Gosh. I mean, what would you say to maybe if some other women are listening? They're living with HIV. They haven't really found any, maybe too much support out there. How would you sell the Sussex Beacon to them? I mean, and how could they get in contact?
Oh, the Sussex Beacon is fantastic. We were closed early in the year, early last year. The inpatient unit closed because the NHS stopped funding us.
Yeah.
And so we've got that as well.
Yeah.
How to contact the beacon? You can phone, you can go in, you can anything. It's a free place.
And I'm just thinking we'll probably put the details on the website as
Yeah,
well. We've got the lovely
definitely.
David in the background. Just to let you know, everyone, we have got the gorgeous David.
Oh, hello,
Just
ladies.
say hello. I know it's a ladies' evening, but you can say
Yeah, yeah.
hello.
Hello, ladies, and yeah, I'm just in the background pressing the right buttons at the right time because we're on Zoom, so we're in different locations, aren't we? But
Yes.
it's an honour to have to be present and just to listen to you. And I learned so much from listening to other people's stories of their lived experience of HIV, and in particular women, because I don't think as a gay man, and we used to be as gay men the majority, and as you quite rightly said, more women now live with HIV
Amen.
than men. But just men don't have to go through the menopause. They don't have to consider caring for a family and childbirth, fertility, all different things. I'm sure you're going to be talking about this later, but the HIV action plan that was published recently is one of the first times the action plan has mentioned women. So Sue, what we got planned next?
Right, okay. I think we're going to have another song, aren't we? So,
Yes.
whose song? What's the next song? Candy, you've dedicated a song. What is it, and why have you chosen it?
American Beauty,
Is
because
there a
I like
meaning?
it a lot.
I probably like it a lot.
Welcome to the 20 Hour on 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area and on the radio. After this show, as said, is available on the Listening Again page, the RadioReverb.com. And don't forget, you can listen to our famous podcasts, which is downloaded by listeners all over the world, and really much thank you all for that. We have our own website, which is www.hivhour.org.uk, and we love hearing from our listeners, and you can email us at info@hivhour.org.com.
Abigail, let's
Me.
talk. Yes, you. Let's talk about the HIV action plan. Right. A little
Yes.
bird tells me you're on the front cover. We want to know why. How did you get there? How did you get on the front cover? Why didn't they choose me?
So I did this advert for the Marie Curie at
Yes.
THT Brighton. And when I was there, it was in collaboration with THT,
That's
but it
correct.
was for Marie Curie. So the boys who were running the advert reached out to me. They said, we're doing an advert for fundraising. We're doing a little clip for our fundraising with one of their sponsors. And they invited me to come and to say my story and thank the funders who are funding THT, some of our big funders. I said, of course, you know me being me. I said, and I'm not working. So I went down to London. I did the video. And then out of the blue, they called me. They said, can you use your picture? And I'm like, on what? And then they told me, I said, show me first what you're gonna do with my picture before I say yes. And they showed me my picture. They made me look more beautiful than I am.
Oh, is that possible?
I said, of course, who can say no to that? So yeah, that's how I got there.
Gosh, and I've seen it. It's amazing. I've also seen your video clip, which is amazing. It was shown at one of the conferences. I've seen it a few times.
Oh, thank you.
Oh
I've not
yes.
seen it, you know.
Oh yes. Oh yes. So thank you. Thank you for what you did, and thank you what you said in the name of Terry Higgins. And we thank you for that. You may have already heard, I'll mention, you may have already heard, the co-founder of the Terence Higgins Trust, Martin Butler, passed away a few days ago. I don't know whether you were aware of that, David. Martin Butler was one of Terry's friends right at the beginning when Terry Higgins died. He actually set up the charity in his living room with a phone and a notepad, and he has been instrumental to where we've got to here today. We'll probably talk about them in a bit more in detail on maybe on another show, Dan. But I couldn't go and speak about Terry without what to tell our listeners what's happened. Yes, he was awarded the MBE a few years ago for his work with charity and HIV. So yeah, amazing piece that you did. Absolutely amazing. But you've done some other exciting things. I mean, gosh, I mean, you said yourself we've done some work in the past. I remember us doing some amazing. I tell you, one of the talks I remember us doing, Abigail, we went to see some army people. Do you remember that talk? In was it in
No.
Eastbourne? Some army cadets or
Oh,
Force Knights?
yes.
Do you remember?
Yes,
You
I did.
blew
I
them away.
did. Yeah.
I remember that. That was quite a few years ago. Do you remember that one?
Yes, that's like 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we three, we've been, especially we've been volunteering first for THT
Yeah.
for many, many, many years.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, when we used to go on our own with no support,
I know how it's
you
changed. How
just be
it's
told where
changed.
to go, you just stand up.
I know. It was downright grassroots. I tell you what. But you
Yeah.
know, the work that Candy put on the project, the work that you contributed, we have got now a national project.
Yes.
So feel very proud of your contribution, Candy, and we thank you. And you as
Yeah.
well, Abigail. You know, we were some of the first women on the project.
Yeah.
And we're a national project that is phenomenally known throughout the country. And I just want to share something with you girls, just to reiterate, some of the work that you did made a difference in Brighton and still is making a difference in our wonderful city of Brighton and Hove. I recently done a talk through World AIDS Day. Okay, we do a lot of talk through World AIDS Day, David, and I'm up and down London and doing it all around the country. And I won't name the corporate company that we're partners with, but we done this massive corporate talk. And there was me and a couple of guys. It was a great reception. And when we went into Q&A, this young lady stood up. Okay, she was about 25, 26. And she said, "I haven't got a question," she said, "but I would just like to say something." She said, "I live in Brighton and Hove. And I was an ex-pupil of Dorothy Stringer School in Brighton and Hove. I remember Positive Voices coming into our class and delivering one of your Positive Voices HIV awareness sessions. The impact it had on myself and my classmates has stayed with me.
Oh, wow.
I tell you what, girls,
That's amazing.
it takes a lot for me to get touch, and I thought, oh my goodness. She obviously thanked the Terence Higgins Trust. She thanked what we were continuously still doing. But the thing was, girls, she remembered me from all those years
Yes.
So when people say, does it really make a difference?
Yeah.
That will stay with me, Candy. That will stay. We've done a lot of schools and that will stay with me. And that reiterates, David. Our voices, our lived experience carries weight. Yeah,
Absolutely, it
it
does. Yeah.
really does. And I had to share that. I know I've started to share, but it really touched me to the core. But yeah, so there we go.
Here come the girls.
Hi there. If you've just joined us on the HIV Hour, this is the HIVR on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area. You can also, can I just remind everyone, you can also get our famous podcasts, which are distributed literally around the world. Now, I'm going to introduce Abby to tell us about her chosen song, why she's chosen it, and we're going to play it. Abigail.
Okay, my song is by Defty Gweda and it's called Titanium.
Is it a special reason why you've chosen this, or you just love it?
No, it's a special reason because every time when people try to put me down, try to take away from me, trying to make me feel small, I find that the more they do that, I just ricochet. I keep coming back. I'm like a titanium. So that song is actually about me. I'm like, I have to keep going. I have to rise above everything. So that song is my go-to song when I'm feeling like the world is coming down on me.
A fabulous reason to choose it. Absolutely. Let's hear it. Welcome back to the HIVR on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area. We're sponsored by Wave Community Bank and Jack Russell Technology. What a fabulous song. I was really feeling it, Abigail, when that was listening, and I was like punching up in the air thinking, yeah, I get you, girl. I get what you're saying. I want to introduce you to another amazing woman on this International Women's Day. It's a recording, an interview I'd done with someone called Jane. She is one of our lived experience speakers from the Positive Voices program. And Jane tells quite a different narrative to her story. Jane is from Zimbabwe, and she tells a story from when she was, obviously she's been in the UK for many, many years now, but when she was living in Zimbabwe, what she witnessed with HIV and AIDS many, many years ago, and maybe what made some of her story when she actually did get diagnosed in the UK with her HIV, maybe why she hid her story with maybe all of those things she went through. And she really tells a great narrative. I also want to say that Jane has just, actually, it was yesterday, her mum has just, as we're talking about ladies and women, her mum has become very ill and she's had to rush over to Zimbabwe. So I'm sure we'll all hold it in our prayers that Jane will get there safely and get back safely. But I just wanted to mention that. So, yeah, so here we go.
Come aboard, sister.
Radio Reverb.
If you've just tuned in, this is the HIVR on 97.2 FM in the BrightonArea.com online, and you can also get us our famous podcasts. Now, as we walk towards International Women's Day, we're celebrating amazing women, and we're very pleased to be having on the HIVR an amazing woman. Her name's Jane. She's originally from Zimbabwe and she's been living with HIV for over 20 years. Jane, welcome to the HIV Hour. How are you today?
Hello, Sue. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm okay, thank you.
You look amazing, by the way.
Oh,
It
thank
must be your
you
face
very much.
cream. I'll have to get the name of it.
I'll give you the tip when we finish.
So listen, Jane, how long have you been living in the UK?
I've been living in the UK for the past 22 years now.
Wow. Did you know much about HIV before you came into the UK back in Zimbabwe?
Not really. It was the hit and miss. It was just
Right.
a bit of information that you just listen, of course, they will be talking about
Right.
it, but it was all hidden, especially from the young kids.
Right.
The elders would just ask the kids to go away and they shut themselves behind the doors and talk about the person who will be suffering
Right.
from AIDS. Those days, it was an AIDS era.
Yes, yes.
And they had no treatment,
Right.
and it was kept quiet because they were afraid of being judged
Right.
and being a shame in the community
Right.
and being the talk of the society.
Right.
And there were so many things, the discrimination and stigma.
So really, you didn't, I mean, your early memories were quite negative, I would say, before you came over.
They were very, very negative,
Right.
especially when it came to being diagnosed.
Right.
I never believed that a woman like me would be diagnosed with HIV.
Right.
Since I followed all the traditional
right
culture that they uh-huh had, like there's no sex without marriage.
Yes, yes.
So I followed that and I never thought yeah I would be one of the people who would be diagnosed with it.
So how is everything now in the UK? I mean, how's it been over the last 20-some years? I mean, take us back maybe to your early diagnosis of those earlier years.
It wasn't easy.
Right.
The first days, it was really difficult for mm-hmm me. But now I'm really happy and mm-hmm everything has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the time,
mm-hmm,
it was so difficult. I remember when I was diagnosed
mm-hmm
and one, I didn't trust anybody.
No.
Because my mind took me back to
yeah
in Zimbabwe
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
where people were mistreated
yeah
and they were, you know, deprived from having their medication
mm-hmm, mm-hmm
and they were hidden from everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, it was really difficult to share it with anybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the only person I trusted was my GP.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously my consultant
yes
who shared uh-huh this with me. So I was given medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that if I take that medication, I might have side effects because yeah one in three people
yeah
we're having side effects.
Yeah, it's quite a powerful medication, isn't it, Mary? It's got to do a massive job, hasn't it?
It was. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. It is still yeah now.
Yes.
It is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had this side effects, I went straight to my GP. I remember getting there and I told my GP how I was feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I remember him switching on his laptop. We used to call it a computer that yeah time. So he switched it on. I'll never ever forget when he switched it on my name. There was three bold letters in red color.
Right.
Written HIV.
Red for danger.
Of course,
Jane. Red for danger.
It was, and I felt like I'm dangerous. Oh,
dangerous!
Yeah.
Right. Oh gosh.
So our eyes locked.
Oh,
with the GP.
Right.
And he said to me, "Oh, you are HIV positive." Before I said yes, he had dashed across the room
uh-huh
to get some gloves. Do you remember COVID?
Oh yes.
What did we used to do?
Oh, head to toe, wasn't it? Masks that's and gloves. What that's what I we were getting told, wasn't it?
That time, now looking back, I feel like if there was any gloves and any masks
yeah
and, you know,
PPE.
Full
PPE.
He would have just worn it so that he won't contract my virus.
Gosh.
I felt offended.
I bet you did.
Stigmatized. I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there is a pit somewhere which can just swallow me. So before we finished talking about it,
yeah
I was already out.
You're hot-footed out of there.
Yes. And I went straight to my consultant
yeah
in flood of tears. And she felt pity for me. I was so comfortable with her.
Were you? That was nice.
I was really comfortable. I told her, why did I tell my GP?
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, I'm so sorry that you're going through all this, but not everyone in the yeah health sector is aware of this HIV situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we are in the process of training each and everyone who is in the health sector.
Yeah.
So looking at how vulnerable I was, she referred me to THT.
Right. That's a Terence Higgins Trust.
Terence
yes,
Higgins Trust, of yeah course. Mm-hmm. Where I met lovely people who embraced me, who didn't judge me, who were in the same situation with me,
yeah
who helped me carry the burden I had.
Yeah.
You know, who inspired me to be where I am now.
Wow.
Sitting in front of you and talking mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. my status.
Yeah.
It was really difficult back in the days, 20 years before. So I got people who inspired me, who were talking, who were like ambassadors
yes.
of the positive voices,
yes.
mm-hmm. who shared their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspired me. And I remember in my first talk,
right,
we went to Kent,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
there was 350 boys.
Oh, wow.
That was massive number. Yes. And for the first talk, you can imagine.
Absolutely.
That's where I started sharing my story.
Right.
Chinua, after talking about it, I felt really good. The burden that I had on my shoulders just lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt very light. I felt...
I suppose it was like a relief. I'm feeling that you'd had something hidden inside. You'd more or less been made to feel ashamed of it. Then all of a sudden you've had this empowerment to shout it from the rooftops, and it's you've like an explosion. Would you say that, Jane?
Of course, yes. So now, if there is anybody now who can put me on top of this roof of the building, I will shout and uh-huh. I'll spread the word. I will talk yep. freely mm-hmm. because it freed me. You know, I was behind the cells, but now yep. I'm out of the cells.
So that was the start. So and I believe you go into not just schools and colleges, you do healthcare, you do yes. corporate business.
Yes.
And I believe you've headed off some galas at the Terence Higgins Trust, being a spokesperson,
yes,
haven't
you? I have done yep. that, and I'm still going.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's not, I'm not going to stop here.
What drives you, Jane? Oh, what makes you keep going?
In this generation which is coming.
I know.
I just want them to look at people with HIV
mm-hmm.
like any other people. And, you know, I feel like I wish there could be more people
yep.
who can do a research.
Yeah.
And that research will find the cure. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for the meantime,
yep.
by 2030, our aim
yep, is the aim.
To stop the...
To stop all... You the know, transmission. To end all new transmissions. Yeah, we are yes. gaining for that.
That's what we want.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh.
you know, all this new generation to uh-huh. keep testing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They should keep on testing and testing mm. and testing. And this will stop. And those people who will be diagnosed, I encourage them to go and be on medication.
But there's something special why you're still screaming, shouting HIV awareness from the rooftops. Tell us about that.
You know what? The first time I told my son was on the day I was going to have my jab for the COVID.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought, I think it's high time I should tell my son.
Wow.
And that was 15 years
15 after. Years, Jane.
Yes. When I told my son, the reaction was priceless. He just said, Mom, I'm not surprised. You're doing a great job and I will support you all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago,
right,
my son blessed me with a grandson.
Oh, how wonderful.
And like what I said, I will talk until my last breath. I want my grandson to know. I don't want him to be deprived of this information,
yeah.
like what his nana
is. Nana, is it?
Oh, yeah, yes. Nana. It is yes. his nana.
Yeah.
I don't want him mm-hmm. to grow up like yeah. what his nana did.
Yeah.
I want him to know. I want him to go and get tested. I want him to treat the person with yeah. HIV like a normal person.
Yeah.
No discrimination, mm-hmm. no judging,
mm-hmm.
no stigmatizing.
What I'm just thinking, what a legacy, Jane, you're going to leave him. In years to come, he's going to be reading about all the amazing things that you've done. Not that you're going anywhere anytime no. soon, but what an amazing legacy. And I think, would you agree, Jane, that, you know, having a grandson, I mean, you know, it makes you more empowered to really make those future changes for the future generation.
Yes, it is more empowering.
Yeah.
And what I would like to do is,
mm-hmm.
for my son in the near future, when I am gone, you never know.
You never know.
But I'm still here.
You're still here.
But maybe when I get my great-grandson
uh-huh.
or great-granddaughter,
yes.
that information
wow.
should transfer
yeah.
to that generation as well.
Well.
And when he says it, or sees it on telly, mm-hmm. or hears it on the radio,
yeah.
he will be saying, "That's my Nana."
Nana, that's it. You know, I mean, you couldn't wish for a greater legacy. And Jane, you are doing amazing things within the HIV community.
Thank
you're
you.
You're speaking out. You're working as a speaker at the Positive Voices for the Terence Higgins Trust,
yes.
who we know do amazing things. And I know you do some amazing things in Brighton and London, all over the country. And from seeing where you started, that frightened girl, may I say, Jane, that
yes.
came from Zimbabwe, that empowered yourself with this amazing information, and you've gone on to do amazing things. And you certainly are one of our amazing women.
Thank you.
For International Women's Day. And we'd love to have you back on to give us an update on how your grandson's doing. And obviously, and maybe you may have done some even bigger and better things within the work that you're doing.
Of course, I will definitely like to come back. And I'm happy you give you my number so that you can contact me again. And I will come back again and I will let you know about the new information.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you for coming on the HIV Hour. And we wish you, all of us here at the studio and our listeners, the most amazing future. And we'll be excited to know what you do next. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is the world of Radio Reverb.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM.
Wonderful. Thank you, Abigail. And yeah, I mean, that was a really nice little piece I'd done with Jane. And one of the things also, when we're talking about what women do, you know, and men are caregivers as well, but Jane does amazing things. You know, I know she rings her mum every week, and even she can't be there, obviously she's going to be there very soon, but what's your take on that, on what are the other things that women do that make us so unique and special?
Everything.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. Everything. Yes.
Yeah. We're all very special.
We I also come from Africa, so I know exactly yeah. what is expected from us, especially women living abroad.
Yes.
By default, you're expected to look after your family.
Yes. Yes.
And wrongly or rightly, we've been doing it for years. And in our culture, your mom is almost like your earthly god. Probably because we've seen how they suffer to bring yeah. us, to send us to school, because the simple things we take for granted here in UK, like going to school, it's a privilege to go to school in Africa. So because when we see our mom, the struggle they have, we become their mothers. Now we start looking after them. My mom is 90,
wow.
and now she needs to go to the hospital. And every time she goes to the doctor, we have to pay $100.
Yeah.
Every time. And I noticed that it's mostly the girl child or the women who does
yeah.
that for their parents than men. No offense, but from what I've seen,
yeah.
normally it's us, maybe it's the maternal that we have, but it's only always the women. So I do understand when Jane has to go home
yeah.
and call her mom every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she does financially support her as well,
yeah.
Abigail,
yeah.
because we're talking about culture. We're talking about, you know, all the time that Jane has been in the UK, isn't it, about 25 years. She's done it since she got here. I'll be honest with you, it took me a long time to understand that, but obviously the longer I got to know Jane, and obviously she's a friend, she's not just a colleague, but she's a very close friend, and I got to understand it, I got to understand the culture, and that, you know, we are all different. And but so I want to talk about something special that hopefully you're going to be doing on the HIV Hour, Abigail. Tell us, hopefully, you know, the collaboration that you're going to be doing on the HIV Hour. Spill the beans.
Yes, I'll spill a little beans, not all of it. So I met up with David and on the World AIDS Day, I think. Mm-hmm. And then because I used to work for a charity in Brighton, and this charity it was an HIV charity. Yeah. And when I started working, I worked for the women's group, and there were like 12 women on the books. And by the time I left, there was like 120 women on the books.
Wow.
So I really grew that group. Mm-hmm. And when I left, some of the women, for some reason, I don't know, they started looking for me on Facebook, asking for my number from my other friends. Because remember, I was now working with women who have been my friends, women I've known for 25 years. So they go to someone like, can I have Abigail's number? And because I was not working, I was at home, I didn't mind. And they'll ring me asking me questions. Wow. And I say, why can't you go to this charity? Why can't you go to this charity and speak about it? But like, no, I'm feeling comfortable talking to you. Can you please help me with these questions? And then I thought, after I got 6 people ringing me in a space of like 4 or 5 months. Even though I was going through what I was going through, I realized that there's really a need for people to ring in and talk anonymously if they want, and ask these questions that hopefully we'll research first before we answer, or we can answer them. One of the women who rang me, she was from Uganda.
Wow.
And one was from Zimbabwe. So that really showed me that having an HIV agon auntie, it will, as you said, Radio Reverb is international. It can reach everyone.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
So we're going to be launching this very soon. Maybe David, if you can just pop in for a second and maybe just sort of do a little bit more of a brief, and just to get people a bit excited about it.
So yes, Sue, I mean, we're really pleased that Abigail reached out to us, and you know, the expertise that she had running the Women and Family Service and growing that service has meant that so many more people have reached out to her asking her for information. So we're really pleased that Abigail is going to be joining us on the HIV Hour and working with us. So as listeners, if you've got any questions, please do email them to us at info@hivhour.org.uk. You don't have to use your real name. I mean, if you don't want us to read it out, you can use an assumed name. Sometimes we may not know the answers right away, which is why we want you to email us in advance, because we will do our best to find out the current up-to-date information for you, especially if it's a medical question.
Yes.
Is that about right, Abigail?
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah, so what kind of questions can we expect? So just you've got one that has been asked recently of you that we can cover briefly.
Is the, unfortunately, I don't know how to pronounce the new medication that has been introduced in Zimbabwe.
Lenacapavir?
Yes, the Lenacapavir.
Yeah.
So people are really struggling to know whether it's to prevent HIV or it's just is it PrEP? Or is it to control HIV like another medication?
Yeah.
That someone is ringing me and asking me about it. I'm like, I'll look into it and get back to you.
So you are looking into that, are you?
Yes, and with your help
as well. It is a very good question, because, I mean, obviously we know that some of the medication used for PrEP, for listeners that don't know, is pre-exposure prophylactic. So it's medication to prevent you from getting HIV.
Yeah.
Is also the same medicine that is used if you've already got HIV, just in slightly lower doses, isn't it? There's advances in science happening all the time, with injectables coming through, and that the length of time that the injectables are active for is increasing all the time. And there's many other questions. And the questions, I must say, as the token man in the room, that it's not just for ladies, the Agni aunt, and if there's a an agony uncle that's needed. I'm sure Josh is happy to step in as an uncle, or me, or Stephen, or Philip. So we'll happily be second to the agony empress.
Yes.
No, look, I'm looking forward to working with you on the show, Abigail. Mm. And let's just do a bit of a shout out, right? Mm. Not just for ladies, but for anyone that would like to get involved with the HIVR. Come and do what Candy's doing, Abigail's doing, just talking frankly and having conversations about HIV. And, you know, it's not something to be shunned about. It's not something to be embarrassed about. You know, just sharing like-minded conversation on the airwaves. If you want to get involved, they can email. Email's best, isn't it, David?
Yes, it's info@hivhour.org.uk. And in fact, it's difficult to know how many people listen to our show when we're broadcasting it, but we do know how many people download our podcasts. We know some of our most downloaded podcasts are the ones where people share their lived experience. And where, you know, people learn from each other. Yeah. And I think it's very humbling. How bad you think your situation is? There's always somebody that's struggling in a different way, or maybe you perceive them to be in a worse way. Just having people come on and just talk about the humanity of living with HIV and removing that stigma by just normalizing it. It's just a virus. It really does help people. So please do get in touch with us. So we're really looking forward to the Agony Aunt section becoming a regular feature on the HIV Hour. Should we do a bit of community news now, Sue?
Shall we? Yes, we have. I don't know whether everyone's signed up yet. I've signed up. I think David's signed up. We've got the International Conference of People Living with HIV in London, and it's on the 13th of June, I believe. If you want to sign up to this, it's on a Saturday. You've got to sign up by the 6th of March. You can sign up online, okay? And it's Positively UK is organising this. So it's all like-minded people who are living with HIV. Some, there's no doubt, we haven't had the agenda yet, but there's going to be some great speakers, some great workshops. So if you're and they can do some sort of travel depending on your circumstances, I believe. So best to go on the website and see, you know, and I did actually see possibly some overnight stay, but go on the website and have a look. So we'll be going, won't we, David?
Yes, yeah, I've signed up.
Brilliant. Okay. I also wanted to mention something that some people out there may already be connected to this. It's called My Community, and it's by the Terence Higgins Trust. It's a community platform for like-minded people living with HIV. They've got community forums. They've got different types of training on there for people, and it really is getting really great coverage at the moment. It's called My Community Forum at the Terence Higgins Trust. So it's another support for people living with HIV. So that I thought I'd just give that a plug, David.
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, for the Conference of People Living with HIV, that's organised by positivelyuk.org. Yeah. If you want to search the internet for that. And they also have two women's group projects, which if you look at their... if you go to positivelyuk.org/women, that's the address for the women's groups that Positively UK do. Actually, Positively UK started as Positively Women. And then because it was running so well... they decided to invite the boys along to show it how it was done.
Oh, yes.
One of them.
Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah.
So as we come to an unfortunate end of this special show, this International Women's Day show, let's just go round the room. How would you like to leave this message? Everyone's got a message. Candy, how would you like to leave the show today? What's your inspirational
power to us.
Yes, absolutely. Abigail,
mine is, if you need a friend, I'll be your best friend without expecting you to be my friend.
Absolutely. And I suppose I'll say my message as well. And I say this to everybody, not just our ladies and our women. I say this to everyone. You do not have to go through your diagnosis on your own. You don't have to go through life living with HIV on your own. Do source help, support, community. Because there's a lot out there. And I know when some people get newly diagnosed, we've all been there, girls, and we've been there at the beginning of that diagnosis thinking, am I going to be on my own? Will no one want to ever talk to me? Will I be all those things we go through? You don't have to be like that because we have been living with HIV for many years. So we can help and support, you know. So, and there's many, many people out there, especially we've got some amazing services in Brighton and Hove. We've got Lunch Positive, we've got the Sussex Beacon, we've got the Terence
Lunch
Higgins
Positive.
Trust. Yeah, exactly. You know, there's so many resources and supports out there. So you don't have to do this on your own. That's my message.
Let's sign out with our final song choice for today. And Abigail, what's that going to be?
It's gonna be "I'm Every Woman" by Miss Chaka Khan.
Fantastic.
What a power.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Cheerio.
Take care, everyone. Thank you,
bye.
Girls. Thank you,
bye.
Abigail.
Bye.
Thank you,
bye. Bye.